If this proposal sounds familiar, it's because something very similar was added to the last state budget. No lawmakers owned up to that proposal. It was later vetoed by Governor Jim Doyle, who called it absurd. The issue surfaced again this morning at about 5 a.m., near the end of an all-night session of the Joint Finance Committee. By that time, lawmakers were exhausted from finishing up the rest of the state budget. So this is all they had to say about liquor samples.
Is there any discussion on Motion 754? Seeing no discussion, I would ask the clerk to call the roll.
Liquor samples were hardly the only issue in that motion. There were 20 other items, including one that would make a variety of changes to Wisconsin's fireworks law, and another that would put restrictions on the state hiring of private contractors while state employees are being furloughed. Legislators also earmarked money for an Eau Claire County shooting range, a Beloit playground, and two food pantries in Racine County, among other building projects. There is an argument to be made for the liquor sample provision. Grocers can already offer samples of wine and beer, and the spirits industry has said it should be treated no differently. But up to this point, that's an issue that's yet to be discussed openly in the legislature. All 12 Democrats on the committee voted in favor of the plan, along with two Assembly Republicans. It has to survive the full legislature and the governor's veto pen to become law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.